Health educator, former chief nutritionist over at the Dr. McCullough's office.
Optimal Wellness Center.
Yeah. Can I get you a coffee?
No, thank you. No, but a freshly made organic vegetable juice, I'd be happy to take that.
Why didn't I think about that? So how about a pop?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No fake food for
no
me.
No fake food.
No, only real food for me.
How about some water?
Some water, yes, that would be good.
Filter, tap, what would you prefer?
If it was properly filtered, and the fluoride and the chlorine and any heavy metals and any other toxins were properly filtered out of the water, I would certainly take that. Or I would also take some glass-bottled spring water. Notice I emphasize glass-bottled spring water. Don't drink water out of plastic bottles, although that's very common for people to do that in modern-day America. That's not the healthiest way to consume water, because unfortunately the plastic from first-time-use bottles, some of the plastic molecules will leach into the water, and plastic molecules are not conducive to someone being in good health. Plastic is another toxic burden on the body. Plastic is known to be an endocrine disruptor. Endocrine disruptor means it messes with your hormones. And it's very common, all too common in modern day America, for people to have hormonal problems, hormonal imbalances, thyroid hormone problems, the sex hormone problems, problems with testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. So it's good to avoid plastic. Mm-hmm. As much as you can, as far as beverage containers and food containers.
Yeah, well, I got to be a good host and a good take care of my guests. I got what can I get you? I think last time before we didn't know, and we educated our viewers when I brought you that cake, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But you just brought. You've been. I mean, God bless you. You've been so kind, and you've been bringing some of these. From Adrian's farm, his brother's?
Yes. Yeah, Myron. Now, Myron Plapp.
Now, I know you wouldn't turn down a nice raw egg.
No
huh?
way. Not from a
Now some
a,
people
a
might
healthy,
look at
healthy happy chicken.
Not commercial now, right?
Yeah.
So this is tell us
yeah.
a little bit about these eggs.
Well, these eggs are from a true organic farmer who is hold on a second. I would actually like to take my egg and demonstrate the eating
Please.
Of it.
Yes.
What I call the warrior way.
Yeah.
The warrior way of doing raw egg nutrition. So this is a fresh, raw egg, obviously, not cooked. It hasn't been hard-boiled. Fresh, raw egg from a very healthy, happy chicken. I know these chickens. Every time I go to get these eggs, I see them running around the barnyard with all the cats. And
you actually drive
dogs.
All the way to the farm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all the way to the yeah. farm is about 90 miles west of Chicago in a farming community called Malta. But I know... The farmer, I know his farming practice, I know his raising practices for his chicken, and these are the finest eggs that I know of. And when you have truly high quality fresh eggs from healthy chickens, and you want to get the most nutritional value out of that egg, consider consuming the egg totally non-heat damaged, that is totally raw, non-heat damaged at all. Now, there is a place for cooking food, but cooking does damage and destroy nutrients to some extent. There's still value in cooked food as long as the food is not overcooked, but there can be more nutritional value in a food that is raw. Now, in recent years, there's been a lot of attention in our American culture, in the field of nutrition in regard to eating raw foods. Unfortunately, most of the books that address the practice of eating raw foods, they limit the practice of eating raw foods to just raw plant foods, raw vegetables, raw fruits, raw nuts and seeds, raw sprouted grains and legumes. And there certainly is value there. But one of the most important nutritional lessons I've learned, and so I teach this, is that the practice of eating raw foods should also be extended to raw animal foods, not just limited to raw plant foods. This is something we had great appreciation for in my years at the Optimal Wellness Center when, because of the popularity of Dr. McCullough's website, we were certainly one of the busiest nutrition-based health centers in the country, teaching our patients how to use food like their medicine to strengthen themselves where they were weak and balance themselves where they were out of balance, and build their health and realize freedom from all kind of different medical conditions. So our approach was basically to teach people how to build their health is the best way to overcome any type of chronic health problems. A way I came to phrase it that has a bit of a poetic vibe to it is the best way to overcome what you could call the darkness of disease is to turn on the light of health, build your health. So raw egg nutrition is something I've recommended to thousands and thousands of people over the years. And no one has ever gotten sick following my guidelines on eating raw egg nutrition.
Yeah, because most people think, okay, you get some salmonella or something.
No, not if the eggs are from
healthy chickens. No one's
ever gotten
sick from under your watch.
No one has ever gotten sick following my guidelines on eating raw egg nutrition, which the basic guideline is only do this from very high quality, fresh, organically raised chickens.
Not the commercial
or
chickens,
ducks.
Right?
No, I don't recommend eating foods from the factory farms, foods from the conventional farming industry. I don't recommend eating those foods cooked, let alone raw.
Okay, but nothing wrong with, because most people, I eat cooked eggs, and you like to keep it more runny, like sunny side up. But what you're saying is that you get more bang for your buck, because when you cook it, is that proven scientifically that you actually destroy most of the nutrients?
No, I'm not. You're damaging.
You're damaging.
You're damaging and destroying a significant amount of nutrients. I'm not going to say most, but you're also changing. You're changing the energy of the food. You know, this egg in a fresh raw state, it represents potential life. Okay. If this egg was sat on by a chicken or properly incubated, it would hatch a chicken. If you cook the egg, will it hatch a chicken? No. Because when you cook the egg, you kill the life force energy value that's in the egg. You still get some nutritional value. You still get some calories to burn. You get some other supportive nutrients, some vitamins and minerals. But if you cook an egg, you kill the life force energy value. The best health-building food has a life force energy value to it. The fresher the food is, the higher the life force energy value. And also when you eat the food in a non-heat damaged raw state, there's also going to be more potential life force energy value there. So to get the maximum positive, not only nutritional benefits, but get that life force energy value, which is related to the nutritional value, but not entirely dependent on it. Just like we have a physical body, and when someone dies, the physical body is still there, but what is gone? What is gone is the life force energy of that being, of that body. Anyway, let me demonstrate the warrior way, as I like to call it, of doing a raw egg. You don't need a glass. You don't need a spoon. You don't need anything. You just need your teeth. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the tip of the egg, and I'm going to crack it on my canine tooth.
I've never seen this before.
I've never done this for you before,
Eddie? No.
Okay, so that's see, I got a nice little hole there. In the tip of the egg.
Very interesting.
Now I'm gonna suck most of the white out of the egg.
You call this the warrior's way, huh? When you don't have
right, the warrior way, the ultimate fast food and great nutrition.
Fast food, right?
Yes,
instead of the McDonald's the Subway, this is the real fast food.
This is right. This is the real fast food that's of great nutritional
very convenient,
value for the buck.
Very nutritious, so, huh? Best
so
bang for
look
your
at
buck.
That. Look at that beautiful egg yolk in there. You know, that egg yolk, that represents potential life. An egg nutritionally is about 60% fat calories. All of the fat is in the yolk. And about 35% protein value. There's a small carbohydrate value to eggs. Eggs are about 5% carbohydrate value. Lots of vitamins and minerals and enzymes in a raw state. Remember, the first nutrients you knock out of any food when you cook it is the natural enzymes that are in that food. But anyway, so I've got this really good fresh raw nutrition and life force energy value that I'm now going to put into my body.
All right, why not give it a try, huh? All right, I've done it before. This is raw egg in its state. Again, I also eat the cooked eggs. It's not, mm-hmm. We're not saying don't cook mm-hmm. them, but why not try it raw, huh? Let's see. Bismillah. Not bad. Not bad.
Delicious.
All right. We've talked a lot about eggs. We got a lot more to talk about here on the Dean Show with Eddie, health educator Jim Marlow. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and do your best to help us reach our goal. More info in the description below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. I offered you the pop. You said no pop. Okay, and obviously I don't drink pop either. Coke. I heard by drinking just one Coke or one of these pops daily, you increase your chances of diabetes by 30%. So you're actually like bringing harm upon yourself. But this is very nutritious. If someone doesn't want to step up to this, like you said, they can. What do you prefer? If they cook it, run it sunny side up.
Yeah. Well, the less you cook the egg, the better.
Yeah.
The less you cook the egg. At the very least,
is this a controversial topic? Is this open for debate, or are there studies? I mean, most people, they don't look into this stuff. I didn't either, but now we trust people like yourself who have dedicated their life. You're studying this in this area for, I think, around almost 40 years. You've dedicated your time, your life, while other people are dedicated to being experts in other fields. You have dedicated your life to being an expert in this field. So you've really done your homework. Right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. So we wouldn't have you on the show if you haven't. Tell us, is there science behind this? Is there anything where if people wanted to research, look more into it, they can go and I've personally, when I've looked at it, I've seen a lot of tremendous of athletes. I've seen many bodybuilders, many people. Rocky Balboa was drinking this back then. Remember in the movie Rocky?
Yeah.
And most of us, we're just kind of, not in tune with this, but I've taken the advice of re-educating my taste buds, and I really want to take care of the blessing that the Creator has given me, this vehicle that gets me through life, and I felt the benefits. I wanted to share this with others. Again, not taking people away from cooking anything, but this is another means that's out there that I think is very beneficial. It's very convenient also. And so what do you have to say?
Well, you mentioned science. What is the science behind this? Well, the most underappreciated part of what science is simply knowledge gained from experience. It's a fundamental definition of what science is. I think a lot of people have been misled to believe that science is mostly people in white lab coats doing experiments and with test tubes and petri dishes, and that's part of science too. But anytime you're learning from your own experience, you're engaging in the basic scientific method. We're all scientists to some extent. If you're learning from your life experience, you're basically engaging in the basis of what science really is: knowledge gained from experience. So, all over the world, there are what I think are appropriately called nourishing traditions for people consuming raw egg nutrition. There's especially a lot of appreciation for the value of giving raw egg nutrition to children to support healthy growth and development. You know, nutrition is important for everybody throughout our entire lives, but nutrition actually has its biggest impact on the body when the body is still growing and developing. So there are nourishing traditions in all cultures around the world for consuming raw egg nutrition, giving it to children. Sometimes they do it mixed with sugar or honey, which is not ideal, but if that helps to get the raw egg nutrition into a child, that has its place. In America, raw egg nutrition, unfortunately, is only relatively common and appreciated in the field of athletes engaged in serious and often intense training, Olympic-caliber athletes or boxers. You mentioned the classic scene from the original Rocky movie, 1976, where now this is a movie, of course, but you know Stallone had familiarity with bodybuilding culture and boxing culture, and that's where he got that from, to crack like 6 or 8 eggs in a glass and chug that down. That was really the initiation of him starting his training in earnest to get that nutrition into his body. To build yourself up, you need to nourish yourself properly. You know, exercise is very important, but your nutritional fitness level actually makes a big impact on the progress you make with your physical training and your exercise. Yeah. The better your nutrition, the better you're going to build muscle, burn fat, enhance your energy, your stamina, your ability to recover from an intense workout.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about, there's many different some diets out there. Some are fad diets. They come and go. Some of the popular ones that we hear about, and then we can touch upon what you feel, in your opinion, is primarily the best one. You've heard of the, tell us a little bit, if people haven't heard about it, kind of a condensed version. I'll name a few of them, and then you tell me what they're about. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with the paleo diet. Have you heard of this paleo diet?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the paleo diet has been gaining in popularity over the last 20 years. The paleo diet is a diet where you try to emulate what Paleolithic man was eating, what Paleolithic man was, the people, Paleolithic women too, Paleolithic man and women. This is what people were eating before the advent of agriculture, before the cultivation of grains and legumes, and before the domestication of animals to get dairy products. The paleo diet is based on eating meats and fish, seafood. Seafood being anything from the ocean that is not a fish, like shrimp and lobster and so forth. And then also eggs, and then lots of plant foods, lots of vegetables, fruits in season, nuts and seeds.
That sounds like real food. I mean, it seems like concepts you talk about.
Yeah, those are.
But you,
those
I never heard you mention paleo diet. I never heard you ever mention much that this is the paleo diet.
Well,
it just seems you just talk about eating real food, what the Creator has given us to eat, what God Almighty has given us.
Right. Well, that's a starting point to always, if you want to get your nutrition right, always start with giving faithful attention to the quality of food that you're eating. And, and as you know, I shared with you in the very first time I was on the Dean Show, getting your nutrition right begins with this, with having appreciation for this. If you want to be real healthy, then eat real food. And real food is simple food that does not come with a label with a list of ingredients.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more. We just touched upon one, and I would just, in a short amount of time, I want to touch upon maybe a couple more and then get your opinion on what would be the best diet, you know, to start off with and end off with. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and do your best to help us reach our goal. More info in the description below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. back here on the Dean Show with health educator Jim Marlowe. You got a lot of experience. You have an expansive amount of knowledge in this area. We've done some programs in the past. We touched upon right now the paleo diet. Mm-hmm. What about Atkins diet?
Well, the Atkins diet is a low-carb diet where you actually get most of your calories from high quality, ideally, very importantly, high quality animal protein and animal fat. But the Atkins diet, like the paleo diet, does not include grains, really not legumes either, and really not much in the way of fruits. There's many different versions of the Atkins diet depending on whether or not you're implementing the Atkins diet for very aggressive weight loss or whether you're doing the Atkins diet more in a maintenance phase. But the Atkins diet is basically, it's a lower carbohydrate diet where you're getting most of your calories from animal protein and animal fat. And the best plant foods for someone on the Atkins diet are very low and low carb vegetables such as celery and spinach and asparagus and string beans and cauliflower, and although they're not formally vegetables, we can consider mushrooms a very low carb vegetable for practical reasons.
Yeah. But you have a ton. I mean, you have here on health.com, you have, for instance, they list.
Wait, I don't know what website you're looking at, but remember, I don't have my own website.
Yeah. Well, these are just some of the popular diets that are out there.
Sure.
I've never heard of most of these. DASH diet, Mind diet, TLC diet, Weight Watchers, yeah, Mayo Clinic, the veggie diet, Jenny Craig diet, the Amish diet, Ornish diet, vegetarian diet, Slim Fast diet, flat belly diet, this diet, that diet, South Beach diet, and the list goes on. There are a lot of different diets. So how does someone pick the right diet for themselves?
Well,
and what do we mean when we say diet? What does that actually mean?
That's what you're eating and drinking.
What you're eating and drinking.
Yeah.
So how do you pick what is the right one from all of these? How do you pick the right one?
Well, you need to have some understanding, first of all, that in our very diverse population of people on this planet, there is a spectrum of possibilities for all things human, including the way we metabolize what we eat. And one of the reasons why there are so many different diets in the marketplace is because each one of those diets is actually addressing what is going to be at least generally right for people who have different kinds of metabolism. So one of the ways that I've been able to really help people get their nutrition right over the years is to help them understand how to eat more in harmony with their metabolism. And how do you identify what's going on with your metabolism? Well, it has to do with, for me, from my perspective as someone who does nutrition and health counseling, knowing the right questions to ask someone, but also bringing to someone's awareness about how they're really being affected by various foods that they're eating, and also learning from them what are the most dominant characteristics of what I call a person's food personality. So you mentioned the paleo diet and you mentioned the Atkins diet, and I think it's important to mention that the dominant dietary dogma in America for the last 30 plus years is that everybody should be eating a low-fat plant-based diet. That's been the dominant dietary dogma. And you also mentioned the Ornish diet. The Ornish diet certainly is a prime example of a low-fat plant-based diet. Dean Ornish promotes actually a vegan diet and a low-fat vegan diet where you're getting all of your nutrition from vegetables and fruits and grains and legumes, but not really much in the way of or any in the way of nuts and seeds, or very little of that. And Dean Ornish writes books about his successes, and Robert Atkins wrote books about his successes, and the advocates for the paleo diet, they write books about people who are successful doing that. And what this, if you look at the big picture, rather than thinking, what diet is best of those three, they all have their value for some people, but there is no one diet that is right for everybody.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
No, of course not. Everybody knows that just from their own experience. Everybody, if you've had enough life experience, you've known somebody who did really well with a particular type of diet, but maybe you tried the same diet and it didn't work so well for you, or you know other people that tried the diet of someone you know that was doing well, but it doesn't, there is no one diet that works.
So how do you
well
figure out from all of them which one is best for you? I like the concept how you made it very simple. Eat real food, avoid fake food. That's a great starting point.
Right, and that's a food quality issue that is fundamental to everybody, no matter what's going on with your metabolism. But as far as whether you should be eating more vegetarian or a low-fat plant-based diet like the Ornish diet or many other diets that are similar to that, or whether you should be doing something very different from that, doing more of a low-carb, high animal food intake diet like the Atkins diet, or whether you should be doing the paleo diet, and there's different versions of the paleo diet, or whether you should be doing a Mediterranean diet, which is kind of a more of a balanced approach with, you know, where animal food nutrition, including fish and plant food nutrition, is considered to be of equal value. It has to do with what's going on with your metabolism at this time in your life. And there are ways of identifying.
Yeah, how do you figure that out?
Yeah, well, first thing to do is think about all of the different real food groups. As I divide them, that would be meats, specifically red meats, and organ meats, and poultry, and then also fish, and seafood, and eggs, and dairy products, and vegetables, and fruits, and nuts, and seeds, and grains, and legumes. And sometimes it's pretty obvious to people what the dominant characteristics are of their food personality. For instance, someone who has what I call carbometabolism, or someone who's on the carbometabolism side of what I call the spectrum of possibilities for human metabolism, someone who's really in carbometabolism will naturally gravitate toward eating salads, and if they have the opportunity to drink fresh organic vegetable juice, that will feel good to them. Or if they drink orange juice, especially freshly squeezed organic orange juice, that will feel good to them. It'll be good for their energy, and it'll help to satisfy their hunger, their appetite to some extent. I'm not saying always completely, but someone who naturally gravitates toward eating vegetarian, and that helps them to experience the best of health. You always have to consider your state of health in relation to what you're eating. If you're eating vegetarian but you're not doing well, consider that maybe you've taken on somebody else's belief about what you should be eating, and you're forcing a vegetarian diet on yourself, but maybe a vegetarian diet is not really right for you. So it's your level of health in relation to what you're eating. And when you're truly getting your nutrition right, you'll feel completely satisfied with what you're eating. You'll be moving toward freedom from cravings. You'll have more consistently good energy, mood, and mental clarity. You'll have a sense that, yes, this is right for me. If you're listening to your body rather than working with what I call dietary dogma. But if someone's on what I call the protein-fat metabolism side of the spectrum, someone who has a biology that actually needs to follow more of an Atkins-type diet, they're going to gravitate toward eating meat of some kind on a regular basis. And when I say regular basis, they're going to need some meat every day. Some people actually have a biological need to eat meat several times a day. And someone who has a metabolism that really thrives on more of an Atkins-type diet, they have to be very careful with their carbohydrate intake. Very easy for someone in what I call protein-fat metabolism to overconsume carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to curtail it. We're about out of time. I'd like to, I mean, this is a good topic to go ahead and expand on because there's a lot more to cover here. Someone wants to get in touch with you, some resources, some personal counseling sessions. How does that work?
Well, currently, I'm actually even busier than I want to be.
You're all booked up, huh?
But I do know a wonderful nutritionist who's actually been a guest on the Dean Show in the past. Her name is Michelle Gillespie.
Yeah, you guys were on that one time, yeah.
That's right. And she has a really nice website, unlike me. I've never been interested in having my own website, but her website is michellegillespienutrition.com. And
got some great information there.
I do believe she is available to do phone consultations, phone consultations, and also to do Skype consultations. I think she's connected to do that. She's set up to do that, I should say. And so, if someone's looking for more personal guidance, I think you would
great resource.
Yeah, you would get very good guidance from Michelle Gillespie.
Thank you very much. We gained a lot here. Nice example of the warrior
way of eating a raw egg.
Check it out. So many benefits out there. Do some research. Okay. Stay away from fluoride in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Filtered water. Yeah. We talked about that. And then there's no one size that fits all. But that's all in the context through real food, none of this fake process, you know, things that have gone through all the additives of chemicals as destroying destroying people. Real food. We're talking about real food.
Yeah, real food is simple food that does not come with a label, with a list of ingredients. And the fresher your real food is, the better.
Yes. That's what we've been blessed with. And we've got this vehicle that gets us through life. Let's take care of it. Let's honor it by putting in what the Creator has blessed us with of real food. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome,
Peace
Eddie.
Be
Thank
with you. Assalamu alaikum. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and do your best to help us reach our goal. More info in the description below. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you.